The week's cases for the week ending September 26, 2025, by Al Monastir, LA County Public Defender's Office. DA has to be in a trial that is actually in progress to get a PC 1050G continuance. Penal Code Section 1050G2 says for cases involving certain specified offenses, good cause to continue exists where, quote, the prosecuting attorney assigned to the case has another trial, preliminary hearing, or motion to suppress in progress in that court or another court, close quote. What does in progress mean? This Court of Appeal in 2012 said that a trial is in progress, quote, if the case at issue has been called for trial by a judge who is available and ready to try the case to conclusion, the court has committed its resources to the trial, and the parties are ready to proceed, close quote. Burgos, 206 Calab 5th, 817, 835 to 836. This Court of Appeal restates that rule here. The DA argues that she was in a trial in progress on the crucial days. The judge used a trick called stacking, meaning announcing that when the judge finished the case the judge was actually in trial on, the case with this DA would be the next trial. Nice try. The DA wasn't actually in trial on the stacked case when this case got continued past the last day. The Court of Appeal rejects the DA's claim that the defense should lose because the motion to dismiss was made and heard when the DA was engaged in that trial. The crucial time is the day of the continuance, not the day of the motion to dismiss. The DA also argues that the defense should lose because the defense failed to move to dismiss in a timely manner. Wilson, 60 Cal 2nd 139, says that to perfect a statutory speedy trial claim, the defense has to object to the continuance and, quote, thereafter file a timely motion to dismiss, close quote. It's not clear what timely means, but the Court of Appeal rejects this claim here, saying that everyone knew that the defense was going to make the motion, and the motion wasn't filed so late that it risked wasting court resources. Hernandez versus Superior Court, A173010, 924-25, CA 1st, Division 5. Implied malice requires high degree of probability death will result. In Reyes, 14 Cal 5th, 981, the Cal Supreme said, quote, to suffice for implied malice murder, the defendant's act must not merely be dangerous to life in some vague or speculative sense. It must involve a high degree of probability that it will result in death, close quote. Quote, but implied malice murder requires attention to the aider and abettor's mental state concerning the life-endangering act committed by the direct perpetrator, such as shooting at the victim. The relevant act is the act that proximately causes death. Assuming the life-endangering act was the shooting, the trial court should have asked whether Reyes knew that Lopez intended to shoot at the victim, intended to aid him in the shooting, knew that the shooting was dangerous to life, and acted in conscious disregard for life, close quote. The jury in this case was told that a finding of implied malice required only that the jurors find that, quote, the natural and probable consequences of the act were dangerous to human life, close quote. The defense appeals on the ground that this is not the law. The Court of Appeal assures us that it is, and that the two phrases are, quote, the same standard, close quote. You wonder why the Supremes were so adamant about the language, quote, high degree of probability that it will result in death, close quote, if the phrase previously being used was the equivalent. I think that this case is just wrong and won't stand up. Peel v. Pierce, F086411, 917-25, CA 5th. Statewide statistics showing racial disparities are insufficient for discovery. Effective 1/1/21, the Racial Justice Act, RJA, bars convictions and sentences tainted by racial bias, Penal Code Section 745A. The RJA provides for discovery, quote, upon a showing of good cause, close quote, Penal Code Section 745D. This Court of Appeal reverses the trial court's discovery order. First, the Court of Appeal finds that the defense RJA claims are contradicted by the court's evidentiary exhibits. The defense next cited statewide statistics showing that Pacific Islanders, Native Hawaiians, and persons of Samoan descent are overrepresented in California prisons and jails. The defendant is of Samoan descent. The Court of Appeal claims that in Warwick, 35 Cal 4, 1011, the Cal Supremes ruled that to obtain discovery in an RJA context, a defendant is required, quote, to present factual allegations of specific misconduct involving the defendant's case, close quote. The Court of Appeal notes Gonzalez, 108 Calab 5th, sub 36, where the court ruled that countywide statistics can provide good cause for discovery, but, quote, the statewide statistics are at most general indications of what are arguably inequalities in the state's justice system They are not specific factual allegations of misconduct in the defendant's case, close quote. Field versus Superior Court, Lallo, E085658, 924-25, CA 4th, Division 2. Sanctions for filing a brief written by AI. This is an otherwise unremarkable opinion in a civil case not worthy of publication. But, quote, what sets this appeal apart and the reason we have elected to publish this opinion is that nearly all of the legal quotations in plaintiff's opening brief and many of the quotations in plaintiff's reply brief are fabricated. That is, the quotes plaintiff attributes to published cases do not appear in those cases or anywhere else. Further, many of the cases plaintiff cites do not discuss the topics for which they are cited, and a few of the cases do not exist at all. These fabricated legal authorities were created by generative artificial intelligence, AI, tools that plaintiff's counsel used to draft his appellate briefs. The AI tools created fake legal authorities, sometimes referred to as AI hallucinations, that were undetected by plaintiff's counsel because he did not read the cases the AI tools cited, close quote. The CA imposes a $10,000 fine and refers the lawyer to the state bar. Be careful! Nolan versus Land of the Free, B331918, 912-25, CA 2nd, Division 3.